Time is flying, and I'm halfway through my time here in Israel and occupied Palestine. It's good to be sharing with the churches here and with you what I'm seeing. The Palestinian Christian Nasser family has been farming the same land southwest of Bethlehem since 1916. The Israeli occupation means that their land is under constant threat of confiscation, and there's been a court case about it for over 20 years. Since 2021, the land is the Tent of Nations. The Tent of Nations is on a hilltop above a Palestinian village, but all the other hilltops around the village have Israeli settlements on them, isolating them and the village from the main Palestinian centre of Bethlehem. The Tent of Nations is an educational project that seeks, by working the land in sustainable ways and bringing many people from across the world together, to be a symbol of hope. They actively live out, "We refuse to be enemies." But now, the suggested route for the separation barrier to be built will cut the Tent of Nations off from Bethlehem even more. Already there is a roadblock preventing vehicular access to the farm by the main road that passes an Israeli settlement. The family need to come up a steep, inferior quality narrow road. The Tent of Nations is putting strategies in place to cope with this based on their Christian faith that includes active, non-violent resistance. For example, the Israelis give them no permits for building above ground, and therefore traditional caves and underground buildings are being developed on the Tent of Nations farm. The family have often lived in one of these caves. There is no water, so cisterns are being built to store rainwater for use on the farm. Solar energy has been installed and no electricity bills are now paid. Compostable toilets have also been built. Olive and fruit trees that have been destroyed in two major attacks by Israeli settlers have been replanted as evidence that the land is in use. International visitors are welcomed for crop harvest, to stay as volunteers, and just as visitors to learn more. Their presence lessens the risk of physical attack which the family have suffered. The aim is to make the Tent of Nations sustainable even if it becomes cut off more by the separation barrier. Daoud Nasser told me, "We don't need outsiders who come and tell us what to do. We need friends who come and join us in our struggle and vision. They help us to keep the hope alive." Please pray for the work of the Tent of Nations and the Nasser family as they seek to love enemies and educate children at summer camps to do so too. And please continue to pray for me as I seek to share the stories of this occupied land.